This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports. I am Jimmy Keltz, your voice of the Owls here at Bradford High School in the Owls Nest tonight. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. The Owls are set to host the Dubois Beavers tonight, one of the top teams in the district right now. Actually, Dubois is one of three teams going for the district title, and Dubois more than likely has their most realistic route to the title would actually probably be tying one of either Brookville or ECC for the D9 title. But we'll get to that in a moment. Right now, the Owls preparing in warmups for their matchup tonight against Dubois. The Owls come in 8-10 on the season. Very streaky, very up and down. Meanwhile, Dubois comes in 14-4, as we said, with one of the better records. Not quite to the level of Brookville, which I think just lost their first game to this Dubois team just recently, and ECC, a two-loss team, perhaps three losses on their record. So they do need to run the table if they want to have a chance to tie for that District 9 title. But we'll go through some of their more recent games in our pregame coverage here, break down exactly what we've seen for them as of late, including that big win over Brookville just recently here. First off, the Owls, though, as we mentioned, coming in 8-10 on the season and very streaky, as we've said. They won their first game of the season, and then they went on a four-game losing streak to go 1-4, and then they won their last game of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, and then they won the next five in a row. So they end up going 6-4, and then they lose six in a row to go 6-10, and they're currently on a two-game win streak to be 8-10 on the season. So they're most recent couple of games here on February 2nd was the win at St. Mary's. That game was in St. Mary's, and Jared Womuth was the leading scorer of the game. I believe that was the first time this season that he led the team in scoring. Previous to that, their first win breaking the six-game losing streak was on January 29th. That was the 54-43 win versus Clarion Limestone. Wasn't sure what to expect out of that game. Hadn't played Clarion Limestone. But it was a great performance. Specifically, Cam Austin with 20 points, really showing out that game. Dalton Dixon threw in 9. Jake Franz came in off the bench as he was recovering from illness. He put in 8 points off the bench. At St. Mary's, Wilmoth again, did lead the team with 15, and Franz and Dalton Dixon both had 7. We'll go back one more. That loss to Brockway at Brockway was a 52-51 loss at Brockway on January 28th. So that one was obviously a tough one, a one-point heartbreaker, which the Owls have played in a lot of very close games, mostly earlier in the season. But they did for a long time. I mean, their first 10 games or so was all only close games. I think their biggest they might have had like a 10-point loss, but it was close right up until late in the fourth. So they've been in a lot of these heartbreakers. Not quite as much recently, but that Brockway game, that was a tough one to handle, 52-51. If we go back a few other games within that six-game losing streak is the last time, the first time this season that we played Dubois. Obviously, that was down in Dubois. It was a 43-22 final score in favor of the Beavers. It was on January 19th, and Jake Franz and Cam Austin both had 7 points for a total of 14, obviously, 14 out of their 22. So they each had seven, and then 8 points was spread across the rest of the team. And just not enough offensive production to get the job done, especially since a team against a team like this Beavers team that we have this year. They're a very big physical team. They've got guys that can produce. They've got Chooch Husted, who has been just an explosive all-around basketball player. Husted can put up points. He does a lot of work off the ball. He'll get open to create shots, and he also hustles, man. I mean, he'll track down rebounds like nobody's business. Just their most recent game on February 2nd was that a win against ECC, 34-32 win versus ECC, and Ryan Kavoliak had 12 points. He was their leading scorer. But Chooch Husted had 11 points and 7 rebounds. I mean, the kid is all over the place. He's a baller. He's a gamer. And he flies around the court. And we also have Alex Pasternak, who is listed as a legitimate center, which you don't see a lot in high school basketball. You see a lot of forwards that play big, man, down low. But he's listed as a legitimate center, and that's because he is legitimately the size of a center. I mean, he is a big boy. He was active in that game as well. He had a game-sealing block as ECC was trying to put up their game winner. It was Pasternak who sent it back into their direction. We also go back one more here. January 31st, they had their loss against Bellefonte, 45-35 loss versus Bellefonte. And before that was the January 29th. This is the big one, the 1-point win over Brookville. So that was Brookville's first loss of the season, came on January 29th. It was a 1-point win for DuBois. So obviously a tough fought win. Now, a lot of their wins have been pretty close games. Obviously, they're versus Brookville. They played against Punxsie. That was a 1-point win. So they are susceptible if you can play them correctly. And what it's going to take, we'll go over some keys to victory here. What it's going to take is lockdown number 22. That's Chooch Husted. He is a hustle player. He's going to work off the ball. He can score, and he's going to fly around, get rebounds, get steals. He's going to work all over the place. If the Owls come out tonight in their man-to-man defense, I expect to see Dalton Dixon guarding Husted right off the bat and probably all game long. Number two, they're going to need to box out. This is a big team. It's a big, strong, physical team. They've got a couple inches. I mean, just about every player has a couple inches on most of the Owls. Just about everybody other than Cam Austin is going to be a little undersized here. Dixon is strong enough to kind of muscle around with anybody that he matches up with. But Pasternak in particular, he's a tough presence down low. There has to be a body on him at all times, and you have to box out every time a shot goes up if you expect to keep up near DuBois with the rebounds. And then number three, they need to spread the ball around. The Owls do. They need to spread the ball around. We saw Wilmoth, the leading scorer, in their most recent win at St. Mary's with 15 points. He needs to be involved. Now, he doesn't need to put up 15, but he needs to be involved. Austin needs to be involved. Franz needs to be involved. Dalton Dixon is a critical part of this team, and when he contributes on offense, things are usually firing on all cylinders. And all four of those guys get going here tonight, then they're going to have a really good game. They need to keep it close throughout the entire game because they're fighting for a playoff spot here late in the season. We're going to pause for our national anthem and be back with the starting lineups and tip-off for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterward to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications of having trouble, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest here for Bradford Owls basketball, hosting Dubois on WESB Sports. We're about to get into the starting lineups tonight, but real quick before we do, Dubois is one of three teams with a shot at the D9 league title, at least a share of it. Now, Dubois needs to win out, including a win over Brookville to win outright. ECC needs to win out, including a win over Brookville tonight, paired with the Dubois loss to Brookville for their chance to tie. Brookville needs to win out as well. Meanwhile, Bradford, along with St. Mary's and Punxsie, are playing spoiler roles. If they can beat any of those top three teams, Bradford is going to play Dubois tonight, Brookville on Friday, and ECC next Tuesday. Bradford also playing to earn a playoff spot. It has less to do with their record over these last four and more with the quality of gameplay. Now, for your starting lineups tonight, starting with the visiting Dubois Beavers. At guard, number 10, the senior, Ryan Kavoliak. Typically, their leading scorer in most of the games. Starting at guard and playing forward, senior number 12, Joey Foradora. Starting at forward, senior number 22, Chooch Husted. Starting at guard and can slide into forward, junior number 23, Andrew Schaefer-Doan. And starting at center, senior number 35, Alex Pasternak. So that will be the starting five for Dubois and for your Bradford Owls starting lineup tonight. Sophomore number 10, at guard, Jake Franz. Also a guard, senior number 13, Jared Wilmoth. At guard, but can play a forward. Senior number 14, Dalton Dixon. He has the size to play it, the strength to play it. Starting at forward, senior number 23, Cam Austin. And starting at guard, senior number 11, Ryan Ward. Your starting five for the Owls tonight. We have seen quite a few different looks in the starting lineup. Ryan Ward is the most recent addition. They've circled in Lucas Johnson a few times, Nolan Rulo. Cam Austin set to take the tip here. And it is controlled by Dubois, goes straight to Kavoliak. Chooch Husted wins the tip there. And it's a lob pass right inside to Husted. And he goes to work on Cam Austin and puts up a quick two. It's 2-0 with just 15 seconds off the clock here. Dubois leads. So they might actually run Cam on Husted, given the size difference. Jake Franz going to work off the ball here. He collects it on the right side, drives in, step back, bounce pass to Dixon, is almost stolen, but Dixon's able to corral it and gives it back to Franz. Franz getting double teamed right in the center. Pass down low to Austin, and he feeds it in for two. Nice look from Franz to feed Austin on the left block, and we're tied up at two with almost a minute off the clock here in the first quarter. And we've got Kavoliak to Husted, to Pasternak, and a pass across court ends up to Foradora. We've got Kavoliak working on the left side, trying to feed it into Husted, and Dixon comes away with a steal. Dixon passed down low to Wilmoth. Wilmoth, they swing. Franz ends up with it on the left side. Ward in the corner. Back to Franz, and the Owls set up with 6:30 on the clock, still knotted up at two. Franz back to Ward. And Wilmoth on the left. Dixon takes off in motion. Wilmoth will drive, bring it back out, and hand it off to Franz. Franz to Ward. Dixon to Austin. Austin on the left side now, near the baseline. He's going to drive. Baseline, spin move, elevate, jump shot, and it's good. Cam Austin gives Bradford their first lead of the night. It's 4-2 with 6:04 to play in the first quarter. Now here comes Foradora on the left side. Bradford in a full court trap. Wilmoth almost with a steal, but Pasternak is able to corral it. And here's, wow, Kavoliak just drives in right side, and the layup knots it up 4-4. So the Owls bring it back now. Wilmoth approaching the three-court line. Gets a high screen from Austin. Tries to pass it in, but he's double-teamed and stolen. Now here comes Foradora. Tip pass out to Husted. Doesn't go out of bounds. He tries to save it. He does, but it goes right to the hands of Austin. And now we've got the Owls coming back the other way. Houston comes up right behind him and steals it right back. No friendly warning there from the teammates, and Husted is able to poke that ball loose. And it goes right to the hands of Kavoliak. Kavoliak drives, kicks it out for Adora for three, and that's good. So it's 7-4, the Beavers lead with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Wilmoth straight up top, looking for Franz on the right side. Franz going to get a high screen from Austin. Runs into the double team, dribbles his way back out of it, passes in between to Austin, and the pass is kicked by one of the Beavers. So it'll stay Bradford ball. They'll just have to inbound it here from the sideline. Dixon will inbound. 7-4, Beavers lead. 4:47 left in the first. Inbound goes to Franz, or to Wilmoth, rather, in the backcourt. Wilmoth drives in, stops at the elbow, kicks it out to Franz. Right side. Franz going to get a high screen from Dixon. Fakes it, tries to pass it down low to Ward, and it goes out of bounds on Dubois. Dixon now will inbound again, this time on the baseline. Needs somebody to go out long. He's going to give it to Austin in the backcourt. Austin to Franz on the left side. Got Wilmoth working off the ball. Ward working off the ball. Wilmoth will get it on the left. He's going to drive in, stop at the elbow, kick it across to Austin on the right. Austin pump fake, drives inside, steps out, gives it to Ward. They continue the excellent ball movement here as Wilmoth drives in, kicks it out to Dixon. Dixon to Ward, to Franz on the right. Now Franz driving, tries to feed a pass through two defenders into Dixon, but it hits the leg of one of the Beavers and goes out of bounds there with 4:01 to play left in the first. Still 7-4, Dubois leads. And here's the inbound. It goes to Franz in the backcourt. Franz going to work right down the middle here. Gives it to Austin on the left. Austin head fake on the three. Puts the ball down, drives inside, jump stop, and he's going to be called for a travel. So I believe he took a step there before the jump stop. So Dubois inbounds now. Goes right to Kavaliak. To Foradora. Bradford working in that full court press. Gives Dubois some trouble, and it's going to be a Dubois turnover, as they had to pass it near the sideline, and he touches the out-of-bounds line going after the ball. So Bradford inbounds, still 7-4. Owls trailing by three with 3.5 minutes to play in the first. Wilmoth with it up top, guarded by Foradora, out to Austin. Austin is going to fake right, head towards the left, still outside on the perimeter, picks up his dribble, needs a little help. Wilmoth actually had a really nice backdoor cut, but it was just as Austin pivoted to the other direction, couldn't see it. So Franz now with the ball. Austin's going to try to set him a high screen, but as Austin rolls off, Franz tries to give him the bounce pass, and it goes again off the Dubois foot, off of Kavoliak's foot. So it's called for another kick, and Bradford will inbound again here. 3 minutes to go in the first. Inbound to Wilmoth. Franz working off the ball. Wilmoth almost loses it there. Drives baseline, loses his defender, and pulls up from 5 feet, and it's good for two. It's back to a one-point ball game, 7-6, 2:40 left in the first. Beavers inbound. Still in that full-court trap are the Owls. And Cam Austin forces the jump ball at half court. Great hustle there as Ryan Ward is able to stop progress the Beavers just get it over half court. And Austin comes in from behind, ties him up, and forces the jump ball. Dixon will inbound here. And Wilmoth has it with 2:30 to go in the first. It's 7-6. Dubois leads by one. High screen from Austin. And every time they run that high screen, Dubois doubles. So Wilmoth has to Pass inside to France. He gets a nice pass off. France back out to Austin for three, and he drills it. It's 9-7. Bradford leads with 2:06 left in the first. Pasternak gets it, driving inside, kicks it out. A three-pointer up for the Beavers. It's short. Dixon tries to fight for the rebound here, but it goes long. Tipped out. Another three is up and no good. Another offensive board. And Kavoliak dribbles out of bounds. Can't handle the ball there. It actually goes right into the face of the referee, but it was out of bounds either way. So Bradford now with a two-point lead and possession with 1:42 left in the first. Wilmoth brings it up 9-7. Franz coming out to the right side. He'll get drawing the double team. I mean, chasing. They're chasing him with a double team. Austin with it in the right corner. Austin, head fake, gets Chooch in the air, takes off on the baseline. Now he'll pass it back out to Franz. So Husted, a little touchy there on the pump fake. Austin might be able to take advantage of that. Austin up top gives it to Franz. Franz passes down low to Dixon. Layup is in. Beautiful feed from Franz to Dixon, and it's a 4-point Owls lead. So right away in the trap, looked like Austin came away with a steal, but he definitely stopped the pass with his foot there. So it was a kick on the Owls. It's 11-7. Owls lead by four with 1:01 to play in the first. Bradford doing a great job in that full court trap. And Ryan Ward with a steal. And that they're able to get a jump ball out of it, but great hustle. It's going to stay Dubois possession, but it will flip the possession arrow back. And that was, they're putting Pasternak in the middle to try to break through that trap. And Ryan Ward, as soon as Pasternak got the ball, Ryan Ward just kind of swarmed him, slid in, got the steal, had to drop down on the floor to get it. Couldn't get the time off before he got tied up. Here's a pass down low to Husted, and the layup is good. Husted was working on Wilmoth, so a bit of a mismatch there, and Husted was able to take advantage, and it's 11-9. So Wilmoth working, 20 seconds left. The Owls content to hold for one here with a two-point lead, 11-9. 16 seconds left in the first. Franz, boy, he draws a stiff double team. Wilmoth with it on the baseline. Out to Dixon, 8 seconds left now. Back to Franz. Franz head fake. High screen, takes the three. It's short. And it'll go out of bounds with 1 second left. Dubois will have just enough time to chuck up a buzzer beater. We'll see. They're going to have to go probably the length of the court unless they can thread a beautiful pass. And there's the pass. And I don't believe there's a shot there. Either way, goes off the rim. So we're going to go into the second quarter with the Owls leading over Dubois. It's 11-9. Bradford Owls with a two-point advantage. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Heading into the second frame here, and the Owls hanging on to a two-point advantage, 11-9. They were up by four at one point. Dubois was able to cut it down to the two-point lead we have now. But Bradford also rallied back as they were down by three at one point. I believe it was 7-4. So coming out onto the floor for the Owls is Dalton Dixon, Jared Wilmoth, Jake Franz, Ryan Ward, Cam Austin, the original starting five. Actually, no substitutions in that first quarter. So they're the only five that have taken to the floor here so far. Same five as well for Dubois. Wilmoth with it. He's going to take a high screen from Austin. Runs into the double team on the switch. Dixon to Ward. Ward, beautiful timed layup, but he misses after the... After the defenders go up in the air, Austin gets the second chance opportunity, but he misses that, and Dubois gets the rebound. Now we've got Kavoliak attempting to drive. Ward with the good stiff defense stops him on the perimeter. Out to Pasternak. And that was Schaefer Doan with it. Down low to Husted, and that's good for two on the right side. Husted working in the paint. He's got all 6 points down there, and it's tied up 11-11. Franz with it in the right corner. Passes to the center where Ward is. Ward to Austin. Austin drives, kicked back out to Ward. Ward drives baseline, bounce pass, cross court to Dixon. Dixon outside to Austin for three. It's just short. And Husted with the board. No, Dixon rips it back away. They kick it out to Franz. He's open for three. Drains it. And it's 14-11. Bradford leads. 6:37 left in the second. Full court trap is still doing its job here. Schaefer Doan outside. They give it to Kavoliak. He's open for three. And he fires right back and ties the game at 14. Kavoliak. Now we've got Wilmoth driving left side. Passes it to Ward, to Austin in the left corner. And Franz is just going to take off from the three-point line and finish on the left side. And it's 16-14, Bradford leads. Here's a three-pointer up for Schaefer Doan. It's no good. Austin with the board. Dixon brings it over the half-court line for the Owls. 5:45 left, 16-14. Owls lead by two. Franz working outside. Dixon to Wilmoth. Wilmoth all the way out, resetting the offense. And guarded by Foradora. To Franz, he's going to drive baseline, and he's pushed. So I believe that's going to be on Husted. Nope. It's on Kavaliak. So his first, team first, actually the first foul of the game. Inbound goes to Wilmoth with 5:17 left in the first. Wilmoth feeds it through to Austin, to A.J. Gleason, who just entered the game. Layup doesn't go, and Foradora comes down with the rebound. Foradora will bring it up over half court. He'll step up to the three-point line where he's met by Austin. Over to Kavaliak. He drives left side, working on Dixon here. They swing inside to Husted. A.J. Gleason. So that was the switch there. They brought in Gleason to guard Husted. And as Husted drives baseline, it's going to be Gleason called for a blocking foul. So Gleason will go to work. Here's the inbound. Husted gets left. Left side layup is high off the glass, but he's able to finish. Husted with 8 points here, and it's 16-16, 4.5 left in the first half. Wilmoth drives, kicks it out to Austin. He's open for three. It's off the mark, but Dixon tracks down the offensive board to Franz. He's got a three. It's no good. Rebound is tipped. Dixon has it. Good hustle by Dalton Dixon. Two offensive boards in a row. Wilmoth will start to go to work. We're still knotted up at 16 apiece with 4:05 left in the first half. Franz comes out, receives the pass. We'll go center court, try to pass inside to Austin, and it goes out of bounds. Austin can't get to it, and it's going to be a turnover. Dubois ball. Some personnel changes for Dubois here. On the floor for the Owls is A.J. Gleason, Dalton Dixon, Jake Franz, Jared Wilmoth, and Cam Austin. Kavaliak trying to work across this full-court press. And Wilmoth comes away with a steal. Gudelis had it as he just entered the game, and Wilmoth came out right from behind him and took the ball away. Dixon looking, giving it to Austin on the left side. Austin to Gleason. Gleason had a big JV game moment. In the JV game, Bradford actually won 31-30, and it was A.J. Gleason who hit the game-winning shot as time expired. Gleason drives in, puts in a little floater, and that's good. A.J. Gleason making his presence known. Gives the Owls another two-point lead, 18-16 with 3:12 left in the first half. Here's Foradora, and Wilmoth almost picks away another steal, pops the ball loose, but it starts to go out of bounds, and Wilmoth slides out after it, but it goes out before he's able to corral the loose ball. So it'll stay Dubois' ball. It's 18-16. Bradford leads. There's 3:07 left in the second quarter. The Beavers inbound to Kavaliak. Here's a drive. Husted goes up, draws the foul, and finishes. Tough competitor. So Husted just goes right in at Cam Austin, elevates, got Austin kind of on his heels a little bit and forced the contact. Shot through the contact, finishes high off the glass, and will go to the line for the three-point play. The free throw is in as well. So 11 points here in the first half for Chooch Husted, and it's 19-18. It gives the Beavers a one-point advantage. Wilmoth with it. Pass down low to Dixon. Is almost stolen, and it is. Pasternak gets the loose ball. Dubois trying to come back down the other way. Franz is going to be guarding Fordor as he crosses the half-court line. Pass goes out of bounds. So Dubois turns it right back over. That's going to be Owl's possession. Coach Bernardi directing traffic. Dixon's going to bring it up. Now the Beavers are in a full-court trap. Dixon gives it to Franz across the half-court line. Back across court to Wilmoth. Dixon sets up top of the key. Gives it to Austin on the right side. He's going to drive. Jump stop. Elevates. Shot is no good. Off on the right. And Husted gets the rebound. Kavaliak off and running. He's got a lane. He's going to kick it out. It's a three-pointer up and good for Gudelis. And it's 22-18, a four-point lead for the Beavers. I believe that's their largest of the night. 22-18 with 1:50 left. Franz working, driving right down the middle. He has a lane, draws contact, and he's going to go to the line for two. The foul will be on Pasternak. We've got Talon Reese, who also had an excellent JV game, and Nolan Rulo set to enter after the first free throw. Franz will shoot two. It'll be the Owls' first trip to the line tonight. That foul on Pasternak is his first, team second. Franz, first one's a little strong, hits the back iron and bounces long. So Gleason will come out. Wilmoth will come out for Rulo and Reese, respectively. Franz will have one more free throw. And he sinks that one. So he goes 1-for-2 to take it to a three-point deficit. 22-19 with 1:42 left in the half. Foradora with it. Pasternak running left side. Picks it back out. Franz almost pokes it loose, but Kavaliak is able to end up with it. Picked out to Gudelis. Pasternak for three, and that's long. Austin is able to get the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Reese. Reese working back to Austin on the left side. Austin goes center, gives it to Dixon on the right. Dixon back up to Franz. Pump fake on the center three. Gives it to Rulo. Back out to Franz on the right side now. Rulo will set him a high screen. Franz will go back middle. Give it to Reese on the left. Rulo out on the perimeter, right side. Pops it out to Franz. He's going to drive, has a lane, draws contact. No call, but he's able to finish a circus shot layup that cuts the lead to one. 22-21 with 42 seconds left in the first half. Here's Kavaliak. He's able to get by Franz. Dixon elevates for the block, but he can't get it. Kavaliak extends the lead back out to three. 24-21, Beavers lead. Kavaliak, rather. I keep calling him Kavaliak. It's an A. Franz over to Reese for three. It's short. And it's going to go out of bounds on the Beavers. So Rulo was there, but he was outmanned on the rebound with two Beavers also down low. And the Dubois players end up kind of fighting amongst themselves for the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So the Owls will get another chance here. Still down three, 24-21 with 16.7 seconds left in the first half. Inbound pass goes to Rulo. They swing across the perimeter, and Dixon ends up with it in the left corner. He drives, gives it to Chase Weinberg, who just entered the game. Back to Dixon, 7 seconds to work, to Franz up top. Franz will drive left side, step back, pump fake, puts up the three-pointer, and it's good on the buzzer. Jake Franz with the buzzer beater to tie the game at 24 heading into the half. What a sequence that was. Jake Franz gets it with about 5 seconds left. He's guarded tightly, I believe, by Kavaliak. He goes, drives in, pops back out, picks up his dribble, puts up the pump fake. They don't really overcommit on the pump, so still has a defender in his face, but he's able to just create enough space to put up a three-pointer. And he sinks it, 24-24 after the first two quarters. And we've got a tie game at half. We will have an extended halftime tonight as the Bradford Youth Basketball League will take to the floor. So we're going to take our normal four-minute break, as customary, to let me tally up the stats, get ready for our Owls halftime show. And we'll also have some nice Bradford youth, the kids out here tonight, playing a game during our halftime. But we have the Owls knotted up 24-24 against Dubois when they come back for the third quarter. We'll break now and be back with the Owls halftime show. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear... It's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here... Maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I love living in a rural community where neighbors help neighbors, even if we don't always agree on sports teams, politics, or the COVID-19 vaccines. We all have our opinions. Getting vaccinated is your choice, and no one can make your mind up for you. Talk to your healthcare provider about your questions to help make a decision that's right for you. GetVaccineAnswers.org has the latest information to help you decide. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Owls halftime show here on WESB Sports. Of course, the Owls in the locker room, as are the Dubois Beavers, and they go in tied up 24-24. We've got our extended halftime tonight as the Bradford Youth Basketball League goes to work here in the Owls Nest. This, if I may just interject before we get into the halftime show, I love sports so much, and I've always loved basketball. I love going to the Gus Macker tournaments and walking around and seeing all the little kids play, and seeing these kids here tonight playing full court basketball at halftime is one of my favorite things I've seen as a sports commentator. I mean, It's incredible. And they've got some legitimate ballers out here, if I also may add, if I do say so myself. Again, we're tied up at the half, 24-24. So let's break it down exactly how we got to this point. It's been a great game so far. I mean, as you can tell by the score, but it's been a tight contest. I believe the largest lead of the night was 5. I think maybe the Owls had a 5-point lead. It's been 5. It's a possibility that neither team has been up by more than 4, but it's been tight the whole time. A couple of lead changes. First, it was Dubois who kind of got out to an early start. They jumped up to a 7-4 lead, so they took a 3-point advantage there in the first quarter. But all things said and done, Bradford's able to rally back, and they finish that first quarter with an 11-9 advantage. So they actually outscored the Beavers in the first. And then Dubois is starting to fall behind a little bit. Bradford's able to keep a lead for probably 6 minutes or so of playtime, last couple minutes of the first and maybe the first half or so of the second quarter. Another bucket here for the youth basketball league. So they're able to hang on to that lead. They build it up to at least 4, maybe 5 at one point, and then Dubois starts to rally back. Now, Bradford's done a couple of things really well, but Dubois did eventually have some answers, mostly in the form of Chooch Husted. They do outscore Bradford 15-13 in the second quarter actually, they had them outscored what would have been 15-10 in the second quarter, but Jake Franz hits that buzzer beater in the to go into the locker room. I mean, what an excellent, excellent, tough shot France hits there. It's a hard sequence. They inbound. It goes to Rulo. Rulo, I think, went right to France. Maybe Dixon first to France. And France is guarded closely. He's working, trying to get a look with under 5 seconds on the clock. Puts up a pump fake. They didn't really commit to it. Nobody was fooled by it. But he did create just enough space to elevate kind of off to the side, put up a 3 at the buzzer, and knot that thing up at 24-24. So the second quarter score in a vacuum was 15-13 in favor of Dubois. Now, for your leading scorer for the Beavers, it is Chooch Husted. He has 11 points, I believe all of which came from the paint except for one free throw on a 3-point play on an and-one layup that he was able to finish foul on Cam Austin. So 11 points for Husted. He leads the Beavers. Then we've got Kavaliak with 7, and also Joey Foradora and Andrew Gadelis with 3 apiece as well. And let's see. That one free throw is it for the Beavers. They are 1-for-1 from the line. On the other side of the book for the Owls, the leading scorer is Jake Franz. He put up 11 points all in the second quarter. I mean, 13 points the Owls scored in the second. 11 of them came from Franz. He started with a 3, and he hit 2 field goals. He was also fouled and went 1-for-2 from the line, and he ended with that buzzer-beater 3. Then we have Cam Austin, who had 7 points in the first half. Actually, all in the first quarter. So he had almost all of his production in the first, did have all of his production in the first, and Franz all of it in the second. Then we have chipping in 2 apiece are Jared Wilmoth, Dalton Dixon, and AJ Gleason. So all 2 apiece from them. That totals your 24. And the Owls really doing a great job here fighting this Dubois team, who they've seen once already this season. And boy, the game did not look like this. Again, going back to that game in Dubois, final score was 43-22. So it was a 21-point win for Dubois. Now, the halftime score, I don't think was quite as big of a deficit. I don't think it was like a 20-point deficit at the half. But it wasn't a particularly close game. I mean, the Owls look like a completely new team. And that's kind of been the story is, when they're right, man, they are right, and they can play anybody, and they've played a lot of teams really well and really close. They've lost a couple of 1-2-3-4-point games, but they just haven't always been able to put it together at the same time. We had Austin out early in the season. We had Wilmoth out kind of in the middle after we came back from the winter break. is another bucket for the youth league. We had Franz out for a couple of games. We had Isaiah Fitton out for a couple of games. It's just been kind of this battle to get everybody on the same page, back and healthy and into the swing of things, because a lot of these kids, when you come back from illness, you got to come back off the bench, or you got to start slow. Great jumper there from the youth league. I love this so much. But when they're right and when they're playing, man, those 8 wins make a whole lot of sense, because they're playing right now one of the top teams in the district, tied up at the half 24-24. So Dubois again, and we mentioned this real quick, when we went over the starting lineups, just in case you missed it, here's your scenario for the District 9 league title. Dubois, ECC, and Brookvale all have a shot at the District 9 league title, at least a share of it. Dubois needs to win out, including a win tonight, including a win at Brookvale, who only has one loss on their entire record. And they need a win at Brookvale to win outright. They win out and it's theirs for the taking, as long as they beat Brookvale. ECC needs to win out, including a win against Brookvale, who they are playing right now, paired with a Dubois loss somewhere, whether that is tonight here against Bradford or against Brookvale. As long as they beat Brookvale and Dubois loses a game, then ECC can at least win a share of the District 9 league title. Brookvale just needs to win, and it's that simple. If they win, they kind of control their own destiny. As long as they win, it's theirs for the taking. All these teams are going to play each other. Bradford, St. Mary's, and Punxsie are all sort of just playing spoiler here, but don't tell them that, because they're not playing like a team that's just a spoiler team. They're playing Dubois tough tonight. They're going to play Brookvale on Friday, and then they're going to play ECC next Tuesday, and they're playing to earn a playoff spot as well. So the Owls playoff is still a little bit up in the air. They'll need to, if they're playing like this, I think they will earn a playoff spot either way. I mean, no matter what their record goes, if they're playing these teams, Dubois, ECC, and Brookvale, if they're playing them close, they will almost definitely see a playoff berth. They will most likely be 2 weeks from now on a Thursday or Friday night. It'll either be at St. Mary's or at Dubois, probably. So that ends up the Bradford Youth Basketball League halftime here, which was an absolute delight. I wish I had all their names so I could give them shout outs. I don't have it in front of me. Maybe I'll work on that information for next time, but man, that was a lot of fun to watch. So the Owls and the Beavers retake the court here, coming out of the locker rooms. They will start the third quarter. Again, knotted up 24-24. The 14-4 Beavers and the 8-10 Owls. Beavers are on currently just on a one-game win streak. They beat ECC. Previous to that, they lost to Bellefonte. The Owls on a two-game win streak, beating St. Mary's and Clarion Limestone in their most recent two. So we're going to take one more break. We'll call it a minute and a half long with our extended halftime here. Minute and a half long, and then we'll be back set for the third quarter of action. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Why was it so difficult to move? Maybe my left side had just fallen asleep. I exercise, I eat healthy.
At first, I was in denial. My wife, Lauren, was only 30. But I'm familiar with signs of stroke and know symptoms aren't always easy to recognize. I quickly realized that something was very wrong. Lauren's speech was slurred and her face was drooping. She was having a stroke and I had to react immediately.
I'm so thankful Adam called 911 and I quickly received the medical attention that I needed. Now I don't take anything for granted, especially the time I get to spend with my family. Going through this experience has given me a new appreciation for life.
Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke and call 911 immediately if something seems off with someone you love. Visit strokeawareness.com.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Both teams are back from the locker room and ready to start the second half of action. The Owls hosting Dubois. And after the first half of play, we are knotted up 24-24. The Beavers will have possession to start the third quarter. And here is your inbound. Coming on the floor for the Owls is your original starting five. Ryan Ward, Dalton Dixon, Jared Wilmoth, Jake Franz, and Cam Austin. Pasternak over to Foradora. Back to Schaefer Doan. Pass down low to Husted is tipped, and it goes out of bounds, but it'll stay Dubois' possession. So good help defense there for Husted, who's been a force down low, and he gets another one. Kicked back out to Pasternak for three, and he drills that one. He missed one earlier in the game, and he's a big guy, so you don't usually see him take threes, and he wanted that one back. He makes it here to give the Beavers a three-point lead, 27-24 with 7:20 left in the third. Franz gets a high screen from Austin, working out of the double team to Ward. Back across to Franz now on the left side. Franz will give it back to Ward, to Wilmoth on the right. Wilmoth is going to drive in. Left side layup is good for Wilmoth. Little bit of contact, no call, but he is able to finish, and it's 27-26. Wilmoth just drove in, took that one all by himself, big boy style here. Here's Foradora for three, and he nails it. So Foradora with his second three-pointer of the game, and it's back up to a four-point lead for Dubois here, 30-26. Wilmoth driving, kicks it out to Franz. High screen up top to Ward. They swing back to Wilmoth, just a second too late. Might have been open in the corner for a three, but Wilmoth is going to drive, pop up at the elbow, jump shot, bounces around the rim a couple times, no good. And Husted falls in the rebound. So it's still 30-26 now. Beavers with a four-point lead and possession. Husted working down low. I think that's going to be a travel, and it is. So he was working on Austin and just kind of muscling his way down low, spinning around, ends up taking one too many steps, and then it'll be a Beavers turnover. So they give the ball back after the missed shot from Wilmoth. 5:50 left in the third, 30-26. Dubois leads. Franz working on the left side, waiting for Ward to come bring the middle. Back across to Wilmoth on the right. Owls working from right to left. And Franz, yeah, pass goes just overhead. And pass from Wilmoth to Franz goes just overhead. Franz trying to track it down, and ends up stepping on the line as he's trying to save it from going out. So the Owls turn it back over, and inbound goes to Kavaliak. Pasternak up top. Ward pokes it loose, and that's going to be Owls ball. So Ward pokes it loose. Pasternak and Ward are both going after it. Ward is able to get to it first, and as he jumps out of bounds, he throws it back and hits Pasternak in the leg. And that's a turnover, an Owls ball. Great job by Ryan Ward. 5:18 to go. Dubois still up 30-26. Franz to Austin on the left. Austin, head fake, goes to work, kicks it back out to Ward. Ward to Franz in the right corner. Franz, head fake, drives in, kicks it out. Austin for three, and that's good. Cam Austin with his first bucket since the first quarter, cuts it to a one-point deficit, 30-29. Franz almost able to get the steal, but Husted is able to hang on to it. Kicks it out to Foradora for three. It's off the mark, and Pasternak with the rebound. Put back, no good. Dixon gets the board. Outlet pass to Franz, and the Owls will slow it down here as they don't have the numbers. Wilmoth back out to Franz. Head fake on the three. He drives inside. Tough shot. A lot of contact. Looked like he got hit in the head there, but No foul. It is called out of bounds on Dubois. So it's 30-29. 4:30 left in the third. Dixon needs to get the ball in, and he does. He'll get it to Franz way in the backcourt. Franz will track it down and bring it back across half court. Gives it to Ward on the right side, to Dixon on the left. Austin in the corner. Austin drives, turns around, kicks it out to Ward for three. Ryan Ward, it's a little long, and Husted hauls in the rebound. Boy, Husted is a presence. For Adora, pump fake, drives inside, right side, kicks it out. That's a three-pointer up and good for Andrew Schaefer Doan. His first bucket of the game is a big three-pointer to put the Beavers back up by three. It's 33-29, 4 minutes left in the third, and we've got a tax-in timeout here for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case Vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the third quarter of action. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We're halfway through the third, still 4 minutes yet to go. Dubois has been able to pull away 33-29 here. After the we go into halftime tied up 24-24. And Dubois really isn't outplaying the Owls. They're just they're making three-pointers. They have 9 points all from beyond the arc. And they're taking really nice, patient shots here. Haven't been able to do much other than make those threes, but that's all they've needed to get this four-point advantage. Franz to Ward. Wilmoth with it right in the center. Back to Ward on the right, to Dixon in the corner. They'll swing across the other direction. Franz will end up with it. 3:23 left in the corner. Wilmoth on the left side. The Owls looking to set something up here. Ward. Wilmoth goes in motion. Comes back out. Gives it to Austin in the corner. Austin's going to drive. Kick it out to Franz. He's got a three. And it's good. Jake Franz with his third three-pointer of the game. And he cuts it back down to one. 33-32 with 2:51 left in the third quarter. Schaefer Doan passes tipped. Dixon has it. Dixon goes up and finishes. The Owls take the lead. It's 34-33 with 2:36 left in the game. And Wilmoth will be called for a foul. Wilmoth with a bit of a slap on the wrist there, trying to come away with a steal, maybe getting a little overzealous. And it's going to be his first, team first. Ward will come out. And Lucas Johnson will enter the game for the first time. Johnson, Austin, Wilmoth, Franz, and Dixon on the floor for the Owls. Inbound goes to Foradora. To Pasternak. Outside to Kavaliak. Cross court. Three-pointer is up for Schaefer Doan. It's no good. Husted with the rebound, the putback, and bodies are just flying around. Wilmoth's on the ground. Husted is on the ground, and it's going to be a shooting foul on Wilmoth. So he picks up two quick ones here. His second, team second. Husted will be at the line here. He is one for one. Make it one for two as he misses his first. The Owls cling to the one-point lead here, and the best Dubois can do is tie it up 34-33, at least from the line. Second shot. And that one is good. So we are knotted up again here, 34-34. And here comes the Owls, 2:17 left in the third. Wilmoth to Franz. Franz with 14 points here so far on the night. Gets a high screen from Austin. Austin rolls. Franz to Dixon on the left. Dixon steps up. He's left wide open for three. It's short. And Kavaliak with the board. He's off and running. Kavaliak drives. And Dixon, with a clean block, forces a jump ball. And that's going to be Owls possession. Great hands by Dalton Dixon as Kavaliak goes up. Dalton, just one hand, gets the ball, gets his hand right on top of the ball and stops it in its tracks, forces the jump ball. Wilmoth brings it up. 1:45 left in the third. Over to Dixon. He's double teamed. Dixon will try to dribble out of it. He gives it to Franz. Franz working. Drives in left side. Gives it to Austin. Austin, spin move. Kicked out to Johnson. The Owls will kick it back out and reset here. 1:18 left. High screen for Wilmoth. No, Austin turns. Wilmoth slips. He's able to hang on to his dribble there. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson will give it to Dixon. Dixon, high screen. And Dixon is fouled on that. So every time, boy, perfect opportunity to cut theirs. Every time they set that high screen, instead of just switching, Dubois double teams the ball handler. So leaving whoever sets that screen open for a split second there. And if Austin rolls, Dixon is a really good passer. So if Austin rolls there, Dixon feeds it. Have to keep an eye on that. I know Dixon saw it. Dixon with it now, and it's stolen for Adora. Elevates, and Dixon puts it back in his face. He is called for the foul, though. No easy buckets here from Dalton Dixon. It's going to be his first foul, team third, and it'll send Foradora for the line, to the line for two, rather. It's actually, other than Chooch Husted, nobody for the Beavers have been to the line yet, so it's his first two of the night. First shot is good. And that gives Dubois a one-point lead, 35-34, 50 seconds left in the third, and Foradora will try to make it two. And it's no good, but the rebound is hauled in by Benjamin Hickman, who just entered the game. So Dubois will inbound. Kavaliak gets a high screen. Wilmoth almost gets the steal, but can't quite get to it. Kavaliak gets a high screen from Pasternak. He drives. Three-pointer up for Foradora. No good. And Pasternak just muscles in the rebound and the putback. Good for two. 37-34. Dubois leads with 27 seconds left in the third. Wilmoth brings it up for the Owls. Great game so far here on both sides. Wilmoth slips again. Needs to hit that non-stick mat, it looks like. Franz over to Johnson. Right side. Johnson puts up a three-pointer. It's short. Kind of an ill-advised shot. Probably a little quick on the trigger there. But Franz with the steal, 3 seconds. He's going to put up a three-pointer at the buzzer. It's short. Had a chance to tie it at the end of the third, but we're going to go in down by three. 37-34 with 8 minutes left to play. Bradford trails to Dubois. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We are entering the final 8 minutes of play here, the fourth quarter. There's all that's left. And the Owls have played a good, close, tight, physical game against the Dubois Beavers, who they have a 21-point loss to earlier in the season. Currently trailing by three, 37-34. Have had multiple leads, held a lead just there in the third quarter. Ultimately, Dubois' three-pointers were just a little too much to overcome. We're underway in the fourth. Bradford will start with possession. Franz with it on the left side, gives it to Johnson. Wilmoth in the middle. Wilmoth will get a high screen from Austin. He'll pass away and use it off the ball. Johnson's going to Euro step inside. Layup somehow pops out, but Austin gets the rebound and is fouled on the putback. Wow, Johnson with a great move. I have no idea how that ball came back out looked like it was in and out of the rim. I mean, in the arcade, that counts for two. You're getting tickets. But Austin is able to draw the foul on the putback, and he'll go to the line for two. First shot is no good for Cam Austin. 37-34, 7:31 left in the game. Second shot, and that one's good. So Austin makes the adjustment, and it's a two-point ball game. 37-35, A.J. Gleason re-enters the game. So it's Austin, Franz, Wilmuth, Gleason, and Dixon. Full court trap for Bradford. Foradora gets it across half court. Schaefer Doan with it. Back to Foradora. He's double-teamed. And I believe Franz is going to be called for the blocking foul as Foradora kind of splits the defenders. And that's going to be three on Franz, team fourth. Inbound goes to Kavaliak. Kavaliak driving right side. Almost loses it there. Gives it to Pasternak. They swing across. Pasternak comes back the other way. Kavaliak looking down low for Husted. Passes in there. Good job by Austin to shut that one off. Husted still posting up on Austin. They're trying to swing around to the other side. Yeah, so they're swinging the ball around the perimeter as Husted tries to get better position on Austin. He finally does get in position. Austin is able to poke the ball loose, but he's called for a foul. His second, team fifth. And here's the inbound to Husted outside of the perimeter. Hand off to Kavaliak. And Foradora for three, and he nails it. I mean, the three-pointers are just falling for Dubois. Here's Franz. Driving on the right side, kicks it out to Dixon. Wilmuth on the left, he's going to put the ball down and drive in. Brings it back out, gives it to Austin. Gleason on the left, guarded by Pasternak. Gives it to Franz. Franz almost loses it, but he's able to stop it before it goes into the backcourt. Austin with it on the right side now. Dixon comes up top off the ball. And Austin draws the foul. See if it's on the floor. He went up for a shot, but I think it was after the fact. Yeah, so it'll be on the floor. That foul was on Husted. It's his second, team third. Dixon will inbound. 6:11 left to go, and it's a five-point lead for Dubois. Matches their largest of the night. Inbound goes to Wilmuth. 40-35, the Beavers lead. Franz on the left side. Going over to Dixon. The Owls here working. The three-pointers haven't been quite as easy to get for the Owls, but they do have a few of their own. Gleason on the right side. He's going to drive in. Cross-court to Wilmuth. He drives baseline. Puts up a little floater. It's off, and Husted has the rebound. No call. Kavaliak coming down the other way. Kicks it out to Pasternak. They swing. Schaefer Doan. They go back the other way, and Foradora will pump fake on the three, but Dixon gets out quickly to stop the shot. Kavaliak with it now. Pasternak outside to Foradora. Another pump fake on the three. A.J. Gleason forces the jump ball. A.J. Gleason with the quick hands. It's going to stay Dubois' possession, but that flips the arrow back in Bradford's favor. A.J. Gleason making him fight for it here. Nice work from that young man. Just a sophomore this year. Pass inside to Husted. Kicks it out. Foradora for three. And that one's long. Wilmuth with the board. And that's going to be a jump ball. So Gleason, that jump ball for that Gleason force becomes even more important there as Dubois gets another jump and it'll stay Bradford possession. Oh, and they turn it right back over. So Gleason was coming up to Franz. Franz, the ball carrier, ball handler, thought that Gleason was coming up for a handoff, but Gleason was actually coming up to set a pick. Husted kicks it out. Pasternak for three. Quick trigger. It's off the mark, and Gleason with the rebound. Gleason outlet pass to Franz. So the Owls get another chance here. They don't want to go down by more than five. That's for sure. Not to this team. Here's Franz. Gives it to Wilmuth on the right. 4.5 minutes to go, and we've got a Texan timeout. Coach Bernardi is going to take a moment here. 4:28 left in the game. It's a five-point Dubois lead, 40-35. We've got a Tax-In timeout brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. About 4.5 minutes left in the game. And Dubois has their largest lead of the night, or at least matches their largest lead of the night here with a 5-point advantage. It's 40-35. We're coming out of the Tax-In timeout called by Bradford coach John Bernardi. It is Owls possession. Dixon will inbound. Dalton Dixon, Jared Wilmoth, Jake Franz, AJ Gleason, and Cam Austin on the floor. Inbounds goes to Franz. Franz over to Wilmoth on the left side. Wilmoth gets a little motion from Dixon. Nothing there. Wilmoth to Franz, gets it right back. Wilmoth now looking for Dixon again. Still not there. Over to Franz. He gets it into Dixon. And Dixon will have to pop it back out. 4 minutes to go. Franz pump fake on the three. He'll give it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth is going to come take center. Back to Franz. Down low to Austin, or to Gleason, rather. And Gleason has a beautiful feed to Dalton Dixon, who puts up a nice right-handed layup, and it's 40-37. Triple team here in the corner, and Austin, boy, and Austin forces, ripped away the steal, but Coach Bennett is able to call a timeout just in the nick of time. So Coach Bennett gets the timeout before Austin rips away the steal. Wow, good call there by Coach Bennett to get the timeout, just in the nick of time. We'll actually stay here through it, as we just came back from the Tax-In timeout just moments ago. It's a 3-point lead for Dubois. It's 40-37. And Dubois, boy, when they are sinking those 3-pointers, it is hard to keep up with. But the Owls have done an excellent job. They just need a little bit more production here in the fourth. They've been steady producing double digits every quarter. They scored 11 in the first, 13 in the second, and 10 in the third. So far, though, only 3 points here, almost 4.5 minutes in to the fourth quarter. So over halfway through the fourth, only 3 points on the board for the Owls. But they have held Dubois to just three as well. Foradora pump fake on the three, gives it back to Kavaliak. Schaefer Doan over to Pasternak. Pasternak loses it, and AJ Gleason with the steal. So not only does Gleason get the steal, but Pasternak also commits a foul as he reaches in right afterwards. So it's his second, team fourth. Inbound will go to Wilmoth. Owls possession, 40-37. They're down to Dubois with 3:12 left in the game. Wilmoth working dead center, outside the perimeter, gives it to Franz on the right. Franz going to drive to the left side. Pass goes into Dixon. Dixon kicked back out to Franz. There's Gleason with it. Hands it right back off to Franz. Franz is going to drive in. Gives it to Austin. Kicked out to Wilmoth for three. Left side. It's good. Jared Wilmoth ties the game. It's 40-40. With 2:35 left. Kavaliak. And Wilmoth digs in for the steal there. Doesn't come away with it. Foradora looking. Guarded by Austin. Gives it to Schaefer Doan. Pasternak outside. Back to Foradora. Inside to Husted. And it's a foul. Reach and foul. It's on Gleason again. So Husted, as they pass into Husted, it's Gleason kind of reaching over the back of Husted. He's called for his second, team sixth. Inbound to Schaefer Doan. He's going to go to the left. Almost loses it there, but defender wasn't close enough to do anything about it. Pass inside to Husted. Goes to work on Dixon. Tries to give it back out to Schaefer Doan. It's tipped, but he's able to corral it anyways. Pavaliak. Schaefer Doan for Adora up top. Gives it back to Pavaliak. 1:50 to go now. Still knotted up. 40-40. And it's another foul on Gleason. So Gleason has the assignment, the toughest assignment on the floor probably, of guarding Chooch Husted. And trying to out-muscle him, Gleason gets called for another foul. His third, team seventh, and it puts Husted on the line for a 1-1. First shot is no good, and Dixon with the board. The Owls with possession now. 1:40 to go. It's 40-40. This is actually playing out quite similar to the JV game. So the Owls JV was behind by a little bit. They didn't have the tie. They had a bit of a deficit, and they came back, rallied from a 5-point deficit to a 1-point buzzer beater, and Gleason with the pass to Wilmoth is it's a mix of a little off the mark, and I mean, you know, you don't really know how it happens with a minute 19 left in a tie game, but it goes out of bounds either way, and it's going to be Dubois' ball. Kavaliak to Pasternak to Husted on the right side, back out to Foradora. Now Schaefer Doan, Pasternak's on the left. He's guarded by Austin. Foradora in the middle. 51 seconds to go. Kavaliak looking for Husted. He's not there. Foradora has a three. No. Wilmoth gets out quick enough to stop the three from going up. Kavaliak with it up top. 35 seconds now. Husted is, doing work right now. Gleason has done a good job fending him off here. But it's not easy. Should be getting a violation there in the paint, but apparently he's just able to get out just in the nick of time there. There's a timeout taken by Coach Bennett. 12.5 seconds. So Coach Bennett will draw up the play, 12.5, and try to get his team a 2-point advantage. We wonder if he'll take the buzzer beater. 40-40. A Texan timeout brought to you by Texan Restaurant at the intersections of Routes 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. A Texan timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Coming out of the Texan timeout, 12.5 seconds left. Dubois has possession. Tied up 40-40. Coach Bennett called the timeout there so he could draw something up here and get a good quality shot on the last look of the game. You wonder if Bennett wants to leave himself time for a rebound and a putback. Because if they miss on the buzzer beater, we're going into overtime. Here's Kavaliak driving right side, kicks it out. Pasternak loses it. 3 seconds left, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Pasternak. And now Bernardi wants a timeout. He's going to draw up a play of his own. Wow, what a break as Pasternak walks off the floor, wiping off his hands. I mean, Kavaliak has isolation on the right side, drives in on Cam Austin. Good defense by Austin, prevents the layup for Kavaliak, because that's the last thing you want. Kavaliak passes across the baseline to Pasternak outside the perimeter, and it goes right off his hands and out of bounds. So now the Owls will inbound with 3.1 seconds left. Bernardi's drawn up his play to try to get the Owls a good look, which is going to be tough to do. I do believe they'll be inbounding from way in the backcourt. So 3 seconds to try to work the ball up get a decent look to get a buzzer beater off. And if you miss, you go into extra time. You go into overtime, I think, with momentum if you're the Owls. I mean, they've outscored Dubois 6-3 here in the fourth quarter. But this was Dubois' game to win. This was Dubois' game to win. And the Owls have been able to come back. And they're in a position here to legitimately win this game. So they're going to be at about three-quarter court. 3.1 seconds. It's enough time to pass in, depending on where the pass gets to, and get a halfway decent look at a buzzer beater. Franz gets across half court. He's fouled. No, he touched out of bounds, apparently. Wow, and that's a big deal. So they turn it back over. The refs are looking at each other. They don't know what's going on either. But they called Franz out of bounds. So Bennett has a timeout now with 2.2 left. And the Owl's Nest does not like the call as they're letting the refs know now. It looked like Franz was fouled to me, but they call him out of bounds on the sideline at about half court. So now Dubois they do get their last look. Now they had 14 seconds on the last one. They now only have about two. That inbounds play by Bradford took, I think, 1 second off the clock. So they have 2 seconds. They will be in a pretty decent position to try to inbound and just shoot right off the inbound. Bennett's going to draw up the play here. Now I'm guessing they would like to get Husted inside, but either Foradora, Kavaliak. We've also seen Schaefer. No, Kavaliak's going to inbound. So I would assume that means either Schaefer Doan or Foradora is going to curl, and they're going to try to get him a three. Husted, meanwhile, is going to work inside, and they're hoping to feed him. Schaefer Doan has to get it in the backcourt. 2.2 seconds. They're going to hang on to it. So we're going into overtime here. 40-40, and I think, again, I mean, even though you get that tough out-of-bounds call to turn the ball over with 2 seconds left, I think the Owls have momentum. 40-40. We've got extra time here. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to overtime for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls here tied up with Dubois 40-40 at the end of regulation. And that's going to send us into extra time. So Austin and Husted will re-tip. 4 minutes on the clock. As far as foul trouble goes, I think we do have an Owl with three. I think it's Franz. Chooch, Husted controls the tip. Kavaliak will bring it up for the Beavers. Franz with a steal. Franz off and running. He's got to beat Kavaliak, and he does. Franz gives the Owls an early overtime lead. It's 42-40. Full court trap here. Kavaliak gets it through. Husted down low. Layup is no good, but he draws the foul. So Husted is going to the line, and that foul is on Gleason, I do believe. Husted makes the first, 42-41. He makes the second. We're tied up again, 42-42, 3:33 to go. Wilmoth brings it up for the Owls. To Franz, to Dixon, left side. Gleason to Wilmoth. Back to Dixon. Gleason's working on the left. He puts it up on Pasternak, and Gleason makes it. Another 2-point Owls lead, 44-42, with just over 3 minutes left. Schaefer Doan, Pasternak. Kavaliak gets an open look at a three-pointer. It's no good. Dixon hauls in the board. Down court pass to Wilmuth. Wilmuth doesn't have the numbers there, so he'll slow it back down. He'll get a screen from Dixon. Gleason with it. He's in trouble and a timeout called. Great timeout by Coach Bernardi. I mean, as soon as Gleason, a bit of a slip there. And he was about to get double teamed, and Bernardi saw it and said, nope, timeout. So we'll take a tax in timeout. 44-42 in overtime. Owls lead by two. A timeout brought to you by Tax In Restaurant, the intersections of Route 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. A tax in timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax end timeout here, the Bradford Marching Owls are hyping up the boys. It's a 2-point advantage for the Owls on WESB Sports. 44-42 with 2:40 left in overtime. Franz will inbound. Wilmuth in the backcourt. Wilmuth guarded by Foradora. He brings it up. Switches direction. Gives it to Franz. Hand off to Gleason. Franz driving. Gets past his defender. But almost loses there. Has to kick it back out to Dixon. Dixon with it. Gives it to Wilmuth. Wilmuth will take the high double team. And it goes out of bounds. Little confusion here. They called it out on Bradford, but I believe the other ref saw it hit a DuBois defender. Yeah, so it'll stay Bradford possession. So it went out. Ref called it. And the other ref said, no, I saw this. Hit the defender there. So here's the inbound to Franz. 44-42, 2:08 to go. Franz, hand off to Dixon. Dixon to Gleason down low. Gleason gets Husted in the air and puts it in while they wave off the shot. Wow, they wave off the shot. I mean, Gleason's going to the line either way, but it looked like a 2-point play for my money. Or no, Gleason's not going to the line. That's only five fouls. So he inbounds here. And Franz with it. 1:55 to go. Franz to Austin in the middle. Austin kicks it out to Wilmuth. Wilmuth left side. Back to Franz. The Owls in great position here with the 2-point advantage. They can afford to just kill some time here. Pass goes to Gleason. It's almost lost, but Gleason's able to handle it. Back out to Austin, and Austin is fouled. So that's six team fouls for DuBois. 1:33 left to go. Still 44-42. Wilmuth with it. And another foul. And that one is on Husted. So Wilmuth will go to the line for a 1-1 and try to extend this Owls lead. Wilmuth's first shot is up and good. It's a 3-point lead right now, 45-42, and Wilmuth has one more shot to try to make it a 2-possession game. Shot is up, and that's good. Owls up by 4, 46-42. Kavaliak off and running, gives it to Schaefer Doan. Back to Kavaliak. The Owls trying to swarm here on defense. And wow, what a layup by Foradora. He just drives in right side and gets the friendly roll. Franz with it to Austin, out to Wilmuth. To Dixon. To Wilmuth. 50 seconds to go. And now Wilmuth is going back to the line. 46-44. 49 seconds left. Wilmuth at the line for another 1-1. That foul on Schaefer Doan, his second, team eighth. Wilmuth sinks the first one. Wow, with the clutch. I mean, these are big-time free throws. One more here to retake a 4-point lead. Second shot looks short, and it is. Husted with the board. 47-44 with 45 left. Kavaliak at half court. High screen from Husted. For Adora. Back to Kavaliak. Kavaliak setting up. He takes the handoff, drives inside, loses it. Dixon with the steal. Dixon is fouled with 20 seconds left. That is 9 team fouls now, so still in the bonus, one away from the double. Dixon will go to the line for two. That foul is on Gudelis. It's his first. Dixon will go for a 1-1, rather. And the Owls have a 3-point lead here. Chance to put it up to 5. Dixon sinks the first. The Owls coming through in the clutch here. Back up to a 2-possession lead, 20 seconds left. Dixon's second shot is up, and that's good. And it's a 5-point Bradford lead with 18 seconds left in overtime. 49-44. For Adora chucks up a 3, and it's good. For Adora just took the breath out of the room and cut the deficit to 2. 49-47, 13.2 seconds left. There's a timeout on the floor by Coach Bennett. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a 30-second break. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
I was probably a little bit like you. There was a lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccines. I didn't know what to believe, and I tell you, everyone has an opinion. Some of my friends got vaccinated and some were against it. But I knew this was an important decision, so I went to somebody I already trusted, my doctor.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Back to overtime here. Not much time left at all as For Adora just kind of took the air out of the room. The Owls had a 5-point lead with 15 seconds left. And For Adora marches down to the other side of the floor and drills a 3 to make it 49-47. So the Owls will have possession here coming out of the tax-in timeout. 2-point lead. Possession of the ball. And 13.2 seconds left. We'll see if Dubois opts to foul as soon as the Owls gather an inbound here. Dixon inbounds. They're obviously going to try to steal first. Inbound goes to Wilmoth, and they foul. So 12.5 seconds. It only takes 0.7 off the clock. Wilmoth goes to the line. He's so far 3-for-4 from the line, and every shot has been in overtime. And that is a double bonus foul. So he will shoot 2 either way. He'll try to put the Owls back up by 2 possessions. First shot is good. A shooter's touch there. A friendly roll for Wilmoth. Puts the Owls back up by 3, 50-47. And now he'll go for the 2-possession lead. Wilmoth sets up, takes a dribble. And that is good as well. Ice cold. Jared Wilmoth, 51-47. Owls lead and a travel. Oh, it looked like a travel. It wasn't. They got the timeout. I mean, it might have been, but they got the timeout first. So it's another full timeout. I believe we'll keep it here, though. This is just too much. There's about, I hate to guess, but there's about 11 seconds left. Try to peek over the shoulder here and see, but it's about 11 seconds left. 9.2 seconds. 9.2 seconds left. 51-47. The Owls hanging on to a 4-point lead. The Owls are in the double bonus. Dubois in the bonus. So Dubois trying to draw something up here. They have a lot of 3-point shooters, and For Adora, we've seen, can just elevate and sink one. So if they put it up, that puts them down by 3, or down by 1 rather. It would be 51-50 with probably about 5 or so seconds left if they get it off fairly quickly. And they would have to send the Owls back to the line. Here's For Adora. Can't get the shot. Kavaliak has to put it up and it goes out of bounds. So 4.4 seconds now. The Owls up 51-47, 4.4 seconds. Dixon to inbound, going to give it to Franz. Franz almost loses it. And that's the game. They can't get the foul. Franz hung on to it, passed it off to Dixon, and the Owls win 51-47. An incredible game by the Owls to knock off Dubois. And with that, Dubois is now in danger of not winning that District 9 league title. As Bradford plays spoiler here, currently, it might be over by now, I would assume so anyways. But currently, ECC and Brookville are playing tonight. And whoever wins that game now is going to be in really good shape considering this Dubois loss. But wow, what a win for the Owls. A 51-47 overtime win against the Dubois Beavers, who came into the night 14-4, by the way. And the Owls are now on a 3-game win streak. They improved to 9-10 on the season. And they've made a pretty good argument for themselves to find a playoff game here in just a couple of weeks. Great job by the Owls here tonight. Great win for the JV team. AJ Gleason with the buzzer beater. They get the 1-point win. And then the Owls come away with the big overtime win here. Again, 51-47, your final score. Owls over Dubois. We're going to break for about 2 minutes. And we'll be back with our Bradford Owls post-game show, a victorious post-game show here for the Owls at the Owls Nest. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the victorious Bradford Owls postgame show here on WESB Sports, following the Owls' big home win against the Dubois Beavers. Now, Dubois came in as one of the top teams in District 9 with a legitimate chance at the D9 League title. Now that chance just got a whole lot cloudier. As they lose here to Bradford, they came in 14-4. They dropped to 14-5. Meanwhile, I think Brookville only has one loss on their record, or at least they did as of the end of January. It's possible that they lost a second game here in the month of February. And ECC also with only a handful of losses. So Brookville or Dubois, rather, their road to the D9 league title just got a lot tougher, and it's actually more likely now that if they win it, they will win a share of it. So we'll see exactly how that goes. Now, if Brookville wins tonight against ECC, they have the best chances by far now for that D9 league title. The Owls came in 8-10 on the season, but on a 2-game win streak. With the big win tonight, they are now 9-10. They've won 3 in a row, and they're heading into their last 3 games with a lot of momentum beating up on some pretty darn good teams. With the win over Dubois here, they're going to play at Brookville on Friday. They're going to play at ECC, Elk County Catholic, on Tuesday. And then they will host Punxsy next Friday for their senior night and the final regular season game of the year. And we should know by then if the Owls will be looking at a playoff game. It was still up in the air entering tonight. I guess could have something to do with their record over the last four games, but really it has to do with their quality of play. If they're playing these teams and they're having good games against these teams, it was likely they were going to see a postseason berth. And here they are right away with an overtime win against one of the top teams in the district. So it seems likely now that the Owls will see a playoff appearance. So let's break it down real quick. A big overtime win. So how did we get here? In the first quarter, looked like Dubois was going to be the aggressor. Dubois came out and took a 7-4 lead. The Owls quickly turned it around and they finished the first quarter up 11-9. So they get up by a couple there to end the first. They actually, in the second quarter, jump up to a 4-point lead. Dubois ends up cutting that back off and bringing it back into their favor. They outscore the Owls 15-13 in the second for a tie for a halftime score, 24-24, knotted up in the locker room. Then, of course, we had the Bradford Youth Basketball League here at halftime, extended halftime. And when we come back out in the third quarter, we'll check our keys to the game here. Now, when we come back out to the third quarter, so after halftime, here's our keys to the game that I gave in pregame. Number one was number 22 to lock down Chooch Husted. Husted had 13 points he had 11 points in the first half. In the second half, he had three. So mission accomplished there. They locked them down, at least in the second half they did. And that's when it counted. That's when it made the difference. They really took away a big chunk of this Dubois offense by getting Husted out. It cost AJ Gleason a few fouls, but he was able to pretty much shut down. Those three Husted points all came from the free throw line. The second key was to box out Pasternak. Specifically as a big presence underneath, and you have to be physical. You have to have a body on him and Husted at all times if you want to get rebounds. And they did. I mean, Austin had multiple rebounds. Dixon had multiple rebounds. We had AJ Gleason with multiple rebounds. They did an excellent job down the stretch, staying physical, not getting bullied down low, and cleaning up the glass. And number three was to spread the ball around. And when we go through the top scorers of the night for the Owls, you'll see that was very much the case as well. We had all of our guys getting involved. Four out of the five starters had great games. Three Owls finishing double digits. So now let's move on into the second half, knowing what we know about what the Owls did as far as these keys to the game and come out in the second half ready to play. So in the third, they were outdone a little bit, but it was all because of the Dubois three-pointers. Dubois sunk three trays plus a two-point field goal and two free throws to score 13 points in the third while they held Bradford to 10. Meanwhile, Bradford actually made just the same amount of field goals, but more twos and less three-pointers. So 13-10, they get outscored. Then we go into the fourth. And the Owls lock it down. They hold Dubois to three fourth quarter points, which is unbelievable, while the Owls put up six, and that ties up the game 40-40 at the end of regulation. We go into the halftime, and right off the jump, Dubois wins the tip, and Franz comes away with a big steal on the right sideline, goes coast to coast, and finishes with a layup to give the Owls a two-point lead. AJ Gleason also comes up with a big field goal. Another two-pointer, and from there on out, it's all free throws. Wilmoth goes 5-for-6 from the line, and Dalton Dixon 2-for-2. So collectively, in overtime, the Owls went 7-for-8 from the free throw line, and that down the stretch won them the game in overtime. So in overtime, they end up outscoring Dubois 5-7-9-11. 2-7. So 11-7, they outscore Dubois in the extra 4-minute frame. Final score of 51 48-47. The Owls with a big win. Let's see. Leading scorers for the Beavers, Joey Foradora, who actually came away with a 15-point game. He only had three in the first half, but he had another 7 points in the second half, and he added 5 points in overtime for 15 altogether points. Then we had Husted, of course, we already mentioned him. He had 14 on the night. We had Ryan Kavaliak, who was a little quiet tonight, actually. He's usually at least a double-digit scorer, if not the leading scorer for the game. He finishes with 7. We also have Alex Pasternak with 5. And we have Andrew Gadelis and Andrew Schaefer-Doan both chipping in 3 as well. And for your Bradford Owls, the leading scorer of the game is Jake Franz. Kind of unbelievable. Franz finishes with 16 points. 11 of them came in the second quarter. Then he hit a 3 in the third quarter, and he had 2 points in overtime for 16 total. An unbelievable game for Jake Franz. Jared Womuth was next with 12 points. And again, he went 5 for 6 from the free throw line in overtime. That was huge. He had a field goal in the first, a field goal in the third, a 3-pointer in the fourth, and then his 5 free throws. Then we have Cam Austin with 11 points on the night, 7 of them in the first half to keep the Owls in it. And then Dalton Dixon with 8 points, a couple of big, I mean, majorly clutch free throws in the fourth quarter, and AJ Gleason with 4 points. So that's a total of 51. And there you are, back to our spreading the ball around, key to victory there. Franz, Wilmoth, and Austin all had triple digits. Dixon had 8. And we had a fifth Owl, AJ Gleason, with 4. So a great job. They touch on just about everything that they needed to do to come away with a win, an excellent overtime win. And that's a big momentum builder as they head down to probably most likely an even tougher challenge, realistically, when they go face Brookville. Now, Brookville, their only loss that I know of on the season is to the team that they beat tonight against Dubois. Dubois beat them by 130-29. That was their first loss of the year back on January 29th. So with that, armed with that knowledge, and I'm sure Coach Bernardi is going to be letting his Owls know that that is the case. Hey, you beat the only team that has a win over Brookville. You can very much beat Brookville. They're going to march down into Brookville on Friday night and hopefully come away with a big win there. That'll be 7:30 Friday night, Bradford Owls. So the Owls, again, victorious here in overtime over Dubois, 51-47. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. This is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls win, 51-47.